Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And as always, thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I do appreciate it. That's one of the reasons. That's why I keep going. Eid Mubarak. So yesterday was the end of Ramadan at Ding Dong. And this was marked by something called Eid Mubarak. And we had celebratory scenes all around the world, including here in the UK, as Muslims basically, they do this, as far as I understand, Eid, it's essentially a fast from noon to dusk, and then they eat late at night or whatever. I mean, it's not that they're going without food for 40 days, but it's what they do, and absolutely fine with that. I have no issues in that. I did notice scenes of violence in London as those Muslims celebrating the end of Eid decided to attack the police. Yeah. But that's not even what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is something more simple. I couldn't care less about Eid Mubarak. You know, I don't understand why it's being shoved down my throat. I watched the mainstream media news last night, and they simultaneously were running pro stories about the end of Eid, Eid Mubarak. They were giving us insights into Eid Mubarak. But I don't care. I have absolutely zero interest in Eid Mubarak. And in fact, to be honest, I've got very little interest in any other faith beyond my own. The UK is a Christian country. The head of this state, King Charles, is the head of the Church of England. Very clearly, we are a Christian country. The amount of Muslims, at least that we're told, living in this country is relatively small. So why is it that this year the media has bigged up Eid in a way that they never bigged it up in previous years, or at least not that I remember? And I think it's because the media is genuflecting to Islam, just like the Church of England is genuflecting to Islam, just like the political class genuflect to Islam. And why do they do that? Why do they feel such a need to go out and wish everyone a happy Eid Mubarak? I mean, I can respect other people's faith, Muslims, Jews, any other faith, or indeed agnostics, whatever. People should be able to just, you know, do what you want to do in private or in places of worship and leave it like that. That's all I'm saying is what I want. But, you know, for example, the mainstream media, pretty disinterested in things like Easter and things like Christmas. Very disinterested, essentially, in our Christian heritage. But boy, are they super duper hyped about the Eid Mubarak, right? Wonder why that is. I wonder who the people in these media programs are that find it just so fascinating. And then here's the question: how come the same media can tell us all these great stories about how wonderful Islam is and how wonderful Eid Mubarak is, and they manage to miss Muslim riots in London last night? At the end of this period, how come they missed that? Well, they didn't miss it. Of course they saw it. They didn't want to report on it because they're trying to send you an agenda or sell you an agenda. And the agenda that they're trying to sell you is Islam is super duper normal. In fact, you might want to think about potentially joining it. Be careful, because if you do, you're never allowed to leave it. And everything has to be wrapped up in cotton wool. And we mustn't ever say anything that could be a wee bit hurty or that some Muslims might be offended by because, well, reasons. And we know what the reasons are, don't we? We can have an honest conversation here, can't we? We know that as part of Islam, there is a violent ideology aspect to it. We know how Islam treats women. I mean, we know all these things. These things aren't a surprise, but that's all ignored. No, instead, even in Belfast, well, actually it was in London, there was a gathering, a large gathering of, as the media put it, of Northern Ireland's Muslims. I looked at the footage of it. It didn't seem to be more than a couple of dozen of them. But the media was presenting it as if, oh boy, there's hundreds and thousands of these celebratory Muslims. That's not what the video footage was showing, but they were very careful the way they shot it. to give you the impression that there's so many Muslims. So I think, once again, I'm not blaming Muslims for this, by the way. This is aimed at the media. The media are misrepresenting and overinflating and in every other way trying to give us a particular image of Islam and of Eid Mubarak and of Eid in general and of how Muslims operate within our society. And it's not an honest view that they're giving us. They are selective in what they show. They are selective in what they leave out. And in doing so, it's almost like they are facilitating the growth of Islam. And at one point, if Islam grows to be as big as it may get and becomes the dominant faith and the dominant numbers in this country, the media will be gone. The liberal media will be gone. They'll be first up against the wall. But they're so wicked and stupid in equal measure that they can't see that. You know, do I wish Muslims a happy Eid Mubarak? Yeah, of course I do. Just like I wish, Jewish people on their Thanksgiving and other occasions all the best. But honestly, it's not something I care about or I'm interested in, and I don't see why the British media is so intent to shove it down our throats.